Okay, a short vort for Parshas Truma, Parshas Zachor, for Tavshin Payaf, Lynch and Lunishas for Chaparvas of Moshe. The pasuk says in our Parsha, the second pasuk to our Parsha, Veichli Truma Meis Koishish Asher Yidvenu Libo V'Tichu Hashumasi, that everyone should bring an offering for Chodesh Baruch, for every person whose heart inspires him to be generous, should bring, take my offering. Says the Kiddushas Yantav, a beautiful idea. What's this Meis Koish? What does every person coming to, what's it coming to teach us? The Kiddushas Yantav, a Sigit, the father of the Divrei Yol of Samer, the Kiddush Yantav of Sidik explains an amazing idea. He says, what's an Ish? An Ish is someone who's a human being, not an animal. He says, Davkov Yichli Chumam I Me'is, Me'is Kol Ish Yisrael, Kol Ish Asher Yidven Libo. Only a person can get over their feelings, their emotions, can all give over their heart to Chodesh Baruch Hu. Only a person can give himself over to the Baruch Hu. Like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Davkovovam Erbeis Rachmano Liba Boy. The Rabbeinu Shem wants the heart. He doesn't just want the action. He wants our heart. He wants our neshama. He wants our whole essence, our whole being. Like the Sfas Emes says, what's the meaning Amalek does? Amalek wants to take out of us is the Eish. Like the Lashon of Eish is Kamdam Lem Shal Lashon of Eish. If you think about it, at the end of the day, the Gemara in Sotah says that you have to add in the Yud and the Hey. Eish for Eish. Shashchin is Zachar Shri B'nehem. You have to have that Eish, but it got to be with the Yud Hey. Sfas Emes says, you take the Eish out of Yisrael. He take the fire, take the feeling out of Yisrael. Yisrael is 541, H is 301. You're left with 240. You're left with Amalek. You're left with Kriris. You're left with nothingness. You're left with doubt and sadness and depression. And our job is to be on fire for the Rabbeinu Shem. V'me'eis kol ish asher yizven libo. And only an ish can sacrifice and dedicate, commit them, their feelings and emotions to the Rabbeinu Shem. And maybe you can say this is the connection of Truma and Zachar. Amalek wants to get us down. Amalek wants to make us feel bad about our Avodas Hashem, and to take the kriras and to coolness, and our job is to take the fire and the leave and the lave. And just to end off with Rav Kluger, we said this earlier in the week, we'll say it again. The Gemara says in the 8th pasuk of our of the Megillas Esther, Nashtia kadas ein onos kichenya yisar amelch korav beso lasos kirchon ish v'ish. At the end of the day, ish v'ish, the Gemara says, ish is Mordechai, va'ish was Haman. At the Suda of Achashverosh, Ish Mordechai was there giving out the wine, and so was Haman. Ish is Ein Shum Yesh, says Rav Kluger. A Jew never gives up hope. A Jew is always committed to their Rabbeinu Shem, with his feelings and his emotions. Va'ish is Haman. Say Oseos is Yesh, giving up. Karcha, Ashalach, Karcha Badarach. Coldness, bitterness. Our job is to be on fire for the Rabbeinu Shem, with our lave, with our fire, with our neshama, with our emotions. Va'ish, Kol Yesh Yidvenu Libo. To take that fire of the Kiddush Yom Tov, saying, why Dafka an Ish? Because an Ish is someone who's able to dedicate their feelings and their emotions to their Rabbeinu Shem. Dafka, to take the Ish of Yisrael. If you take Ash out of Yisrael, says the Sfas Emes, you're left with Amalek. You have to make sure to have that fire. And says Rav Kluger, Ish v'Ish. Ish is Mordechai. Va'ish was Haman. Ish stands for Ein Shem Yesh. A Jew never gives up. Va'ish is Osios Yesh. Our job is to be on fire for the Rabbeinu Shem. Be'ezus Hashem Yisparach, this year, Tav Shein Pei Aleph, Teishnas Purim Achas, Teishnas Purim Echad, Shem Zochem Et Hashem, to make sure, take our fire, take our emotions and feelings, and dedicate it to ourselves, to be on fire, committed, and devoted to the Rabbeinu Shem, with our feelings, our emotions, and fully committed to the Rabbeinu Shem. Once again, this Purim, Be'ezus Hashem Yisparach, wishing everyone a good Shabbos, a good Zachar, and a good Purim Shkoich.